Welcome back to a special hour of Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and we are bringing you stories of living LGBTQ in 2021. And next, we want to introduce you to Lane.
My name is Lane. I am currently a sophomore in high school. I love soccer. I love theater. I love singing. I love spontaneous dance parties. I love watching Netflix. I love school. I love learning. I love hanging out with my family and friends. That just about does it.
Lane is 17 and lives in Maine. We're not using her full name at her request to protect her privacy. One other thing about Lane, she's trans and plays soccer in high school for now. Proposed legislation in Maine would ban transgender girls from participating in girls' sports. We spoke with Lane recently and began with the moment Lane knew she was and wanted to be identified as a woman.
As soon as I was born, I think a common misconception about being trans is that people think that it's a choice or that I choose to live this lifestyle, but that's completely not true because, you know, I am a girl. I don't choose to be a girl. I am a girl. As literally as soon as I could talk, I would tell my parents I am a girl. And when I started attending elementary school, I was essentially living a double life because my parents didn't want me to get bullied at school for, you know, presenting as a girl, even though I was born a boy. So they made me present as a boy. So I would go to school as a boy and, you know, that would not make me the target of bullying. And then I would return back home and then I would just dress up and put on, you know, wigs and just anything to make myself present as Lane the girl. And like, those are the moments in which I actually felt like I was myself. I came out at the end of, I think it was fifth grade, and I had an incredible response from my classmates and peers and my teachers. At the end of the day, they all wrote me these little heart-shaped messages of love, just saying, like, we'll always love you and we'll always support you. And I had a really positive experience because of all the positive energy and just all the support that I've received in response to my coming out. So I've always known that I've been a girl, like I am a girl. And yeah, I'm really grateful for the amount of support I've received.
Let's talk a little bit about soccer, Lane. What does soccer mean to you?
Soccer is this opportunity that I have to work out, to make incredible memories, you know, collaborate with other girls with the same passion. Like, honestly, the team, like, yeah, I love competing and I love, you know, scoring a goal here and there. And like, that's a lot of fun, but it's the team itself that makes me love soccer because it's just this group of girls coming together to just have a workout, maybe like have some jokes or, you know, it's just like the amount of memories that I've made, like on the bus or like with my teammates, like the conversations that we have, it's just, they're unforgettable and they're so meaningful. And not only that, but being on a team has taught me so much about, you know, sportsmanship and collaboration and how to communicate and just all these really fundamental life skills that I don't think I could have learned any other way. And I'm so grateful for the fact that I've been able to play soccer, not only for the team, but also because whenever I have a bad day or I don't do as well on a physics test or, you know what I mean? Like whenever I need some sort of way to get out my anger or get out my stress, soccer or kicking the ball around is the perfect coping mechanism to do so. And I literally cannot imagine my mental health without soccer. It's just, it's helped me so much and it's helped me also grow so much as a human.
You just said that you couldn't imagine your mental health without soccer. I am going to ask you to think about that a little bit. What would it mean for you if you couldn't play soccer with that team, with those girls?
I think it would mean that I would essentially be broken without soccer. It just stabilizes myself. Like at the end of the day, it's just like, it's one of the constants in my life. It's just always been there for me. And I've loved to play it.
Lane, you're an advocate. Maine, your home state, and New Hampshire have both considered bills to not allow trans athletes to participate in sports. New Hampshire's bill seems to be dead, although Maine's is still in committee. What would these bills do to you, students like you, trans students who rely on sports as part of their life the way you've just told us you do?
like soccer and playing sports is a huge part of growing up and, growing up and just experiencing these different life skills and clubbing with other girls and just getting a workout. And no one should be denied that opportunity. If these bills passed, I can guarantee you that my teammates would come to my side, but I can also guarantee you that I personally feel like the suicide rates in New Hampshire or Maine, if they passed, would go up because sports are such an integral part of growing up. You know what I mean? Sorry.
I do. You know, Lane, you've testified against these bills, showing up and defending your existence, your right to have the same experiences as your classmates. What is it like to both stand up and fight for those rights to be you and to have to stand up and fight for those rights to be you?
I mean, it can be honestly quite painful. I feel like not only do I have an obligation, but I feel like I have to, because I have the opportunity, I have the privilege to use my platform and actually stand up and raise awareness about my experience and what it means to be trans, and also why people should have equitable access to sports. It's incredibly painful because I'm essentially trying to convince public figures and political leaders that I should have these same rights as everyone else. It's painful because I shouldn't have to do this. Like, I'm just a 17-year-old girl. I should be living my life. I should be hanging out with my friends. I should not be having to advocate for my own right to play soccer. It's also incredibly empowering too, because the last bill I testified against or provided testimony in opposition of, there are so many trans people and so many allies who are just sharing their stories and trying to educate the committee and just bring awareness to this issue and why the bill would be very harmful if it were to be passed. And that was just incredibly empowering to witness. And it also reminded me of the movement that's here for me and the movement that will continue to be there to stand up against these bills and stand up to support the bills that are necessary.
So there are folks who disagree with you, Lane. Obviously, folks who support the bill in Maine. There are folks supporting bills in other parts of the country. People who think trans athletes should play on the teams of the gender they were assigned at birth. You say that's wrong. Why are they wrong?
I think that the fundamental belief behind this is that sports are more about competition and acquiring scholarships and that kind of thing, which it is part, like that is part of sports. Like, I think it is important to recognize that, but I also think it's important to recognize the hugest importance behind sports and why they're so integral to kids growing up. And I think a lot of the public officials who are proposing these bills kind of forget that is one of the main reasons why sports exist.
I hear you saying the most fundamental level, sports is about the life skills kids can develop through them as they grow up. Then there's this level of competition, scholarships, access to college, etc. What do you say to the high school and college athletes who are in that second tier in their framing of sports and therefore think it is unfair to compete against athletes who might have biological differences?
I think it's important to recognize when it comes to like transgender girls participating on sports, most of us don't have like physical differences because a lot of us have gone through medical intervention to make sure that we don't go through male puberty. And so I personally, I'm on hormone blockers. I've been on estrogen, and hopefully I'll be able to undergo a surgery when I'm older. But a lot of us, and that helps with suppressing our gender dysphoria. For those of you who don't know, gender dysphoria is this, it's a medical condition that occurs when you feel extreme distress about the fact that your gender identity does not match the gender that you're assigned at birth. Sorry, I just wanted to give that as background information. These public officials are picking apart those situations in which transgender girls have gone through male puberty. But if my teammates saw me, like, a lot of them don't know I'm trans. They don't think to question my, like, when I'm playing, they don't think to question themselves and be like, wow, Lane looks incredibly strong or much stronger than like a regular girl or faster than a regular girl. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
Because I pass as a girl and like I haven't gone through any male puberty. So I think that's a really important thing to recognize when answering that question.
Lane, when you came out to your family and your friends at that time, did you imagine that one day you'd be an activist, you'd be out there as a voice for the trans community, and at such a young age, so publicly fighting for rights?
When I first came out, I did not have, I didn't even think about that. I just thought that I was just gonna, you know, live my life and just be happy with, like, be finally happy with who I was presenting as and who I am. But as I got older, I kind of realized that, well, there's a lot of awareness being brought to these issues about trans youth. There's also a lot of weaponization and a lot of hatred towards us. And I think because I have the opportunity and platform and I have the privilege to do so, I started thinking about sharing my own experience, and I started doing it, and I started, you know, I started like actually raising awareness, and I'm so grateful that I did. I'm honestly proud of myself because part of the journey of advocacy has also caused me to start to celebrate myself and start to celebrate the fact that I'm trans. I like the fact that it's Pride Month because that sort of reminds me of that.
To get to that place, have you faced scary moments along the way?
Yeah, so I'd say that the scary moments, yes, I have faced scary moments along the way, and those take the forms of seeing these bills that have been being proposed and understanding that like a lot of the world is against me and a lot of the world wants to use me in their own game of political pawns. It's also, I've also faced the hardship of having to deal with gender dysphoria because that causes a lot of self-doubt and a lot of self-consciousness and a lot of insecurities. I've also just had to gone through just the reality of our world and like looking at the incredibly alarming statistics that trans youth have to face, like the statistics about suicide rates, the statistics about Black trans women being murdered. It's very hard to see the statistics because I know that that could happen to me, but I want to prevent that from happening to me and to others by advocating and sharing my story.
Lane, what would you like the future to look like?
I'd like the future to not be as politically polarized and not all civil rights issues be politicized. I would like to think that we can actually pass the Equality Act through the Senate and actually have basic legal protections for all LGBTQIA identifying Americans. I like there to be more awareness and normalization of pronouns usage and the respective pronouns and just the respective different gender identities and sexual orientations. I like the statistics to go down. I honestly have a lot of hope for the future. I think the fact that my generation has become a lot more aware and a lot more educated about these issues and a lot more honestly empathetic about these issues, that gives me a lot of hope that one day I'll live in a place that celebrates me just as much as I celebrate myself.
Lane Jay is a high school student from Kittery, Maine. Lane, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.